Yeshaya Perak Mem Zayin Pasuk Aleph Ilu Nishmas Avi Mori Pesach David Ben Avraham Nata, and it should be a zechus for a refuah shalema for all of those who need refuos and yeshuos. Perak Mem Zayin, another short, powerful perak, only 15 psukim long, is a sequel of sorts to two other parts of scripture. First, we had in Perak Yud Gimel the beginning of Masa Bavel, the nevuah of the burden of Bavel, of Bavel's downfall. And this is a similar perek, but it is going to personalize it. It's going to take Bavel and make Bavel into a persona of a human being that we would be able to recognize. It personifies, perhaps, is the right word. And it's also a sequel in sorts, as we'll see in a minute, to parts of Eicha. Redi'u shavi al-afar. Redi, go down, descend, fall off your perch, lower yourself, and sit on the dust. Sitting amid the dust is an image of avelos, of mourning. It is an image of falling from high estate to low estate. So it's a tremendous visual and emotional image that everyone would recognize. Besulas bas bavel. O you maiden of Babylon, virgin of Babylon. The idea of Besulas Bas Bavel is a very strong contrast to the strong, manly Bavel that we saw briefly in the previous parak, where Bavel was exerting its might over other nations. Now it is portrayed as a Besula, as a maiden. But if you connect that to what we see Besulas Bas Tzion throughout Eicha, which appears all over the place, particularly in the first parak, Besulas Bas Tzion was a reference to the fact that at one time we were a high-class, high-status princess, Besulas Bas Tzion. And look how far Bas Tzion has fallen, that she's gone from being a wealthy, pampered, privileged young woman who's never known want, who's never known suffering, who's never known difficult times, to sitting in the dust and being broken. And Rabbi Hirsch says that the Tanakh has a frequent practice of depicting the state through the portrait of a woman. And the Navi uses this allegory to analyze the phases of the drama. Bavel first as a blossoming maiden, the domineering ruler of kingdoms, but then eventually as the bereaved mother, the widow mourning the one to whom she owed her erstwhile power, and then vanquished, where she has to follow the victor as a maidservant. It is her own callousness that brought this divine judgment, which could have been averted by self-reflection and any kind of remorse or empathy. So Besulas Bas Bavel is in big trouble. Shavi la'aretz, go sit on the ground. Again, avelos, ein kisei bas kastim. You're dethroned. There is no kisei. There is no throne. There is no rich and padded chair for you to sit on. Kiloso sifi yikru lach. No more are they going to call you raka va'anuga. Raka, tender, untried, affluent, soft. Raka is often used for soft, as pampered rich people are. Their hands don't have calluses. They've never had to work a day in their lives. Va'anuga, and pampered, you know, cosseted, living a life of tremendous comfort. Spoiled with good food, Rabbi Hirsch says, like an oneg. Beis kichi rechayim v'tacha nekemach, komach. Take a mill, take grinding stones, and grind up flour. Lowly work. Lowest level of work. Work done by animals, by donkeys sometimes. Menial work, grinding kernels on a handmill. It's hard for any person to do that kind of work on an extended basis, but alach has kama v'kama, somebody who was not brought up to it in any way and has no familiarity with hard menial labor. Gali tzamoseich. Now, there's different translations of this, but most see it literally as body parts. Uncover your shin, your lower leg. You know, you would think it's a seductive move to raise your skirts slowly as kind of a show for a man. But this is not. This is absolute humiliation. Chespi shovel. Reveal your knee. Gali shok. Expose your thigh. Chaza v'shok. Like we see by the Kohen. Ivri naharos. And cross the rivers. This is very much Mida Keneged Mida. Jewish women who were the epitome of tzniyos were forced to be revealed and exposed in front of their tormentors, forced into hard labor. And just as the Me'am Loe says, they laid bare Jewish women to sell them as slaves, so shall be done to the women of Bavel. Dalet Goalenu Hashem Tzvakos Shemo. Our Redeemer, say the Jews back to the Babylonians as they cross paths and watch the Babylonians being marched past Yerushalayim over the river of Babylon, as they say in an awful lot of reggae music. It's symbolic to them. Goalenu Hashem Tzvakos Shemo, our Redeemer, the name of his name is the Lord of Hosts. Kedosh Yisrael, he is the Holy One of Israel. So it is because of Klal Yisrael that Hashem is meeting out this Mida Keneged Mida revenge. It will not be stopped by prayers from Babylon because he's the Holy One of Israel. Even righteous Babylonians aren't going to have literally a prayer. Hey, Shavidu Mam Uvoi Vachoshech Bas Kastim. Sit silently, enter the darkness, daughter of Kastim, kingdom of Chaldea. All of the images in Echa are echoed here, but now it's happening to Bavel. Kiloso si fi yikru lach giveret mamlachos. They're not going to be giveret. You will no longer be called the mistress of kingdoms. You're stripped of your royal raiment. You are stripped of your status. You are in the dust, being knocked around, exposed and humiliated. If they call you giveret, it's only to make fun of you. Bavel, unlike Klal Yisrael, there's no comeback from this. And so Bavel's punishment is going to be ongoing.